It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Happy Friday. We got playoff football all over the place. NFL playoff football over the weekend starting tomorrow. We had Notre Dame advancing into the national championship yesterday on the college side. And the Ohio State University, seconds ago, they're trying to move their own path towards a national championship. The Ohio State just scored on a 9-yard touchdown run. Quinshon Judkins just ran in for a touchdown. Ohio State leads Texas 7-0. I just told Hickey, I'm like, man, that transfer portal, it sure pays off. This man used to be SEC all the way, Ole Miss, and he's helping the Ohio State get closer to a national championship, helping his own cause as well. So Ohio State leading Texas 7-0, about 7.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. This, you can consider this to be the third quarter of this show. It gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We'll be here for two more hours. If you missed a minute or second, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you so much to people listening all over North America on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. If you have a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. And if you want to watch the show, very simple as well. Just go ahead to the Infinity Sports Network YouTube channel and the JR Sport Brief Show will pop right on up. We've had a busy show talking about all things football. And then we mentioned Fat Zion Williamson, who was suspended for one game, not for being fat. He was late for a team playing. He reportedly has been late for multiple practices. He just wants to leave. Where does he want to play? Who wants to pay him? Anybody? I don't know.
Is it a wanting out of New Orleans thing, or is it just this overall, that's how he is, he just doesn't care in general?
I think it's a combination. And, of course, if he ends up in a new place, he'll be on his best behavior. I don't think he's committed that much. I don't think he cares. You know, he got his money, and, you know, maybe a change of scenery will do him well, but it's beyond repair there, so... None to do but be fat and be late. He's still getting paid, right?
He is. If you were the GM of a contending team, would you want him?
You know, everybody thinks that maybe if the guy was here with me, I could change things, right?
Right.
You know, people look at that in life. Well, if I had it, if I did this, then I'd be able to do this. So, yeah, technically, I think somebody would give him a chance and an opportunity, no?
I think somebody would. Would you?
Depends on the team. Name a team, I'll tell you. Phoenix Suns are throwing everything up against the wall right now, right?
Yeah, they're trying everything right now. Nothing is sticking.
Well,
trying to think. I mean, I think the Lakers or the Warriors are an easy one that people always throw out. Like, if you're the Mavericks.
Yeah, I guess, right? Yeah. Luka has the biggest contract. Kyrie is getting older. I mean, why not, right? I mean, what's he going to do in Dallas besides eat some more? I don't know. He could eat anywhere. What's the city we should send him that has terrible food? Oklahoma City. They don't need him, though.
Isn't what the least favorite NBA city, Utah, right? Salt Lake City?
Oh, I don't know. What do they eat in Utah? One place I haven't been. What's in Salt Lake City?
No idea. I don't think there's a lot of clubs or like places to go out and have a good time.
I think, and this might be wrong, and if it's wrong, then I don't care. I welcome it. I will be corrected and chastised. There used to be a point in time where they had to make your drink behind a, around the corner. They couldn't make the drink in front of you.
In Utah?
Yeah, Salt Lake City, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you sat at the bar, Hickey, the person disappeared behind some glass and came back with your drink. Cannot make that drink in front of you.
That's crazy. Love to know that.
So, yeah, I don't know. You don't want to encourage pouring of drinks. hey, I'll make this drink for you, but I don't need you to know how to make it at home. That way you don't go home and become a drunk.
Interesting. I mean, I guess this was this. I'm assuming it's a law, right? I'm guessing that was created before the invention of the internet, when you can look up and find out how to do anything.
You want me to tell you some other things that happen and don't happen in Salt Lake City?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay. I'll tell you off the air.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard some terms that are thrown around.
Terms.
I gotta think of it though.
Okay, I don't know. Oh, anyway, we'll talk.
Oh, I know, I got it. Soaking. You ever heard of the term soaking?
Excuse me.
No, I'll tell you that off the air.
Okay. All righty. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, let me get this out the way too before we get into some more NFL action. Speaking of soaking, Hickey, you ready for this? You ready?
I'm ready.
there's an athlete. College football athlete, he's ready to be soaking too. Soaking in some sun, because Carson Beck is leaving Georgia. He's leaving Athens. He's leaving here to go to Miami. This guy jumped into the transfer portal yesterday. Everybody here in Georgia is like, huh, what? The guy said he wanted to go to the league. Obviously, he doesn't got good news on where he might get drafted. And now he's going to Miami, where his girlfriend played for Miami, the Hurricanes. She played basketball. Hickey, is she still playing or is she cooked? What's her deal?
That I don't know. They played, then they retired, but then they said they're coming back. Yeah. I don't know the latest, to be honest.
I can't keep up. The Cavender twins, that I know them. That's who they are, right?
Yes, that is them.
That is them. I know who they are. And one plays basketball, the other one doesn't want to play. But then I guess, if we're not twins, we don't make as much money. So they're just chasing the money. And apparently Carson Beck is chasing her, his girlfriend, and then the opportunity to replace Cam Ward and improve his draft stock. Listen to the news as it broke on CBS.
We've got breaking news from college football. Former Georgia quarterback Carson Beck has committed to Miami. It did not take long for Beck to pick the Hurricanes. He entered the transfer portal only yesterday. He'll replace Cam Ward and Coral Gables, with Ward a likely top 10 pick in the NFL draft. Beck has spent the last 5 years in Athens, starting in each of the last two seasons. He led Georgia to the SEC championship, but suffered a season-ending elbow injury in that game and missed the college football playoff loss to Notre Dame.
Hickey, see, that's soaking, right? He's going to soak in the sun in Miami, right? That's soaking. Is that what you meant?
Not necessarily, no. Oh,
okay. All right. Okay.
But you're down the right path, sort of.
Okay. Well, good for him. I'm not mad at him for this move, by the way. He's going to go to Miami and hope that he can just, I don't know, get loosen up a little. I mean, we got Brock Bowers is not coming back, you know. Ladd McCutcheon, these guys are not coming back to help him, throw for 30 to 40 touchdowns. Might as well go to Miami, hang out with your girlfriend. Hickey, by the way, make some more money on the college level. And then just, chips may fall where they will, where they may, when it comes to the NFL. Carson, this is what kills me about the Georgia QBs. Hickey, everybody, and I get it. Especially if you're local, you root for your guy. Hickey, if I say something about Stetson Bennett just being a third string guy, and I've been saying he's a backup. I've been saying it for years. Hickey, people here in Georgia tell me, "Oh, JR, you're just a hater." I go, man, I don't care. But he's not good. He's whatever. Carson Beck is in the same place. He's a backup. He's not a starter. And so when the guy plays for your team, everybody loves him. And then, you say something. I try to be objective. I try to just tell the truth and be honest. When you see Carson Beck, do you see a starting QB in the NFL?
Oh, no. Not at all. And I think that's part of the reason why he's coming back. And that's why even too, like, if you're Miami, it's exciting. It's on paper. It sounds good. But, like, this is a guy that struggles at everything a good quarterback needs to do. Pocket awareness, decision making, accuracy. Like, you saw it in the biggest games and sometimes even against some bad opponents.
He's just throwing the ball away.
Right. And he hasn't improved from day one as a starter last year to where he finished off this year. It's kind of the same. And even this year, Georgia, like in the first time that they played against Texas, got through three picks. They're winning sometimes in spite of him. Yeah, that's what I'm with you. A million. He's got a lot of talent, but he has not put it together at all.
At least he gets to hang out with his girlfriend to make money. Not bad, right? How old is he? Is he 30 yet? No, no. I'm joking. He's got to be like 24, 25. Oh, okay. He just turned 23? Oh, my God. The guy's been, what is this, his fifth year? Got to be. Oh, my God. He is living the life, okay? He is living the life. I started the JR Sport Brief in my bedroom at 23. This guy is making millions of dollars. He's living in Miami. He's following his girlfriend. He can play a year in college just because. He can get drafted to a team and then make a minimum salary and say, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll make a half mil. Why not? It's not too bad for a guy who's 23 years old. Hickey, I'm actually jealous. We should switch, me and him.
Oh, I think there are very few people right now that wouldn't switch to be in Carson Beck's shoes. Did you see the reported deal he's getting from Miami, NIL-wise?
Oh, boy. Here we go. What is it?
Rumor, right? Not. I think.
Is it five?
I saw four.
Okay, yeah.
4 million. That's going to go. I know you're in Miami, so it's going to be, not exactly college pricing. But for 1 year, Miami with $4 million in your pocket, JR, he'll have a good time.
Hickey, he may want to, that'd be fraud.
Well, where were you going to go?
No, I'm just saying he may want to take a dive for another year, I don't know.
Oh, my knee hurts, coach.
Yeah, he might be damaged goods. I need another year of eligibility. Why
I need
not,
a medical
right?
red shirt. Yeah. Come back 2026.
Oh, man. We had two guys that were around for 8 years. When that one guy, was he in Arizona? He was playing college ball for 9 years. What
was
he doing?
Ironic, he was at Miami. He just wrapped
up. The tight end, right? It was the tight end?
It was 8 years of eligibility.
Yeah, you should be a doctor by now, right? What did you get your degree in Miami? What do? You just show up and play football? Do you even go to class at that point? Like, what do you have to do? I don't know. This is wild. Wild stuff. 855-212-4227. Hey, Hickey, I feel like since Quinshon Judkins scored that touchdown, only 3 minutes have gone off of the clock. What the hell is taking place? What are they doing out there?
Well, part of it is Quinn Ewers throwing incompletions, which stops the clock.
Oh, boy.
And, gets him a little rattled. that helps.
Yeah, Arch Manning, Tom. Let's go ahead and get Arch in there as soon as possible. I told you all that Ryan Harris joined us in the last break. And one of the things that we discussed were quarterbacks at the college level, at the professional level. And he actually took a look at a quarterback who played last year in the playoff, is back in the playoffs this year at the professional level, and that's Bo Nix. Bo Nix is a rookie quarterback in the playoffs right now for the Denver Broncos. Oh, what a year can do for people, right? Sean Payton couldn't get ready. He couldn't get rid of Russell Wilson fast enough. And now he has a rookie quarterback leading the way for his team. Denver Broncos are 10-7. Their defense is one of the best in the league. You think about Bo Nix as a rookie, almost 30 touchdowns, 29 to 12 interceptions. I know he threw four of them in the final game of the season. And he can actually move around. He's not running around scrambling, trying to make something out of nothing like Russell Wilson and just bombs away. Sean Payton isn't pulling his hair out. And Ryan Harris is one of the individuals, like, correct me if I'm wrong, you, Hickey, you're selecting the Broncos to upset the Buffalo Bills?
That's right. Veteran Bo Nix goes into Buffalo and I think wins.
See, that sounds good. It helps people who make that prediction. It helps them sound smart if it comes to fruition because it's a possibility. It's a higher possibility. I'm still picking the Buffalo Bills. I'm sorry. And there's so many different storylines here. Von Miller, now a Buffalo Bill, getting ready to take on his old team, which he won a Super Bowl with. And we talked about this earlier on in the show with Sean McDermott. If he should lose this game, there's a possibility that he gets the boot. I got to go with old reliable. And I know the Buffalo Bills have had a rough going over the past few years in the postseason. Three out of the past 4 years, they have been eliminated by the Kansas City Chiefs. One of those years, it's the conference championship game. The past 3 years, they can't get past the divisional round. The last time they lost in the wild card round, Josh Allen was a rookie. Things have not gone well for a Buffalo Bills team that historically is getting you 10 wins, 11 wins, 13 wins. I mean, damn it, this year they finished 13-4. There's a big expectation that at minimum, go to the AFC Championship game. Do that. Can you do that? Go see the Chiefs again. Sean McDermott, the man whose ass might be on a hot seat, he says, things are different. We learn from the past. You better hope.
Learns as you go through things and dealing with some adversity. So no different for us in that way. We learn from it. We embrace it. And we try, to your point, to keep things as consistent as possible, especially this time of year.
There's nothing that you could say that changes anything. There's not a damn thing you could say that changes anything. Anything. You said nothing. Y'all just have to go out there and you got to play. Like the Buffalo Bills, I'm not going to put this in the same category of going to the Super Bowl, a million times and losing every single time. I'm not going to do that. Sorry. But y'all actually have to win. There's nothing that you could say that's going to change anything. How about this Bo Nix? He doesn't know what the hell he's in for. He may get rocked crazy. That's why I'm going with the old reliable. And if they lose, then I laugh. The Buffalo Bills. If they lose to these Broncos and a rookie quarterback, that would be extra embarrassing. Bo Nix, he says, listen, man, our defense is good. We're rolling. They're 10th in scoring offense in the NFL. I don't know if many people knew that. Bo Nix says, man, we've been in playoff mode.
We've been playing competitive games, trying to get to the playoffs for a few weeks now. So it's been, playoff time. So we just got to go out there and, do what we've been doing.
Okay, all right, do what we've been. Hickey, he's not prepared. The defense will keep them in the game. We're going to find out whether or not Bo Nix can deliver the W. And I think going into Buffalo, a different atmosphere, I get it. This is the pros. This is not college. I'm going to give Buffalo the edge. You're just ready to see a bleep show, aren't you? That's what you want.
No, I mean, well, that would be fun, number one, yeah, yes. But also, okay. I think I like this matchup where I think the Denver defense can do a good job of slowing down Buffalo's offense. And I do have concerns about the Bills' defense. I was really impressed a few weeks ago. Bengals, Broncos on that that standalone Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
They lost the game, the Broncos did. But I like the fact that Bo Nix on the road, going against one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and Joe Burrow went throw for throw with him. Answered a lot of the touchdown drives at Cincinnati. Had touchdown drives of his own. He showed some mental toughness, I think, that can translate to going into Buffalo as a rookie. You think, okay, no shot of trying to win a playoff road game. He's experienced. He played a lot of big games at Oregon. I don't think he's going to be intimidated by the road atmosphere, the magnitude of the playoffs.
The cold, they're going to be cold.
He played at Oregon. He's played games in Washington. He's been in the cold before.
Let's see this Buffalo weather. Nah, it's a different type of cold, Dickie.
I would agree.
Oh, my God.
And
here
I've not checked, so it could be like negative 10.
Sunday at 1 p.m., 33 degrees and snowing.
Oh, that's come on. Walk in the park. He's not Tua.
Oh, ouch. Tua just minding his business in Hawaii somewhere right now. He's like, everybody talking about Tyreek Hill, I get a break, and here comes Ryan Hickey just saying Tua could work as a hotel manager earlier in the show.
Hospitality is a compliment.
Needs to work hospitality at a warm hotel in Hawaii. I get it.
He would do a great job at it.
We'll find out on Sunday. I got the Buffalo Bills at home. As much as I love a good story and disaster, I'm gonna pick them to win. And Denver, not your year. Sorry, not yet. And Josh Allen, apologies to you. You got to watch Patrick Mahomes. You got to Anyway, I expect him to win. So let me relax. Hickey is poisoning my brain. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of rookie QBs, we have another rookie quarterback getting ready to make a start. His name is Jaden Daniels. Does Washington stand a chance against Tampa and their offense? We'll talk about it on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's still 7-0 Ohio State out here leading against Texas. We'll let you know when Texas gets on the board in about 5 minutes. We're going to have another news flash. Maybe we'll find out everything going on in the world of sports. Before we went to break, we talked about rookie quarterbacks, or specifically one rookie quarterback in Bo Nix, who is on his way to his first NFL playoff game, as the Buffalo Bills will be hosting his Denver Broncos. Hickey believes that the Broncos will go out there and upset the Buffalo Bills. I have the Buffalo Bills winning at home. Now, I will admit, if Buffalo loses, that's embarrassing. That's more than it. Hickey, you're right. If Sean McDermott loses this one, they may fire him. If they feel they have a better coach. I agree with you on that one. So that's why I think they're going to win. Not that they got to win one for him, but, oh, man, that would suck. Can't happen. Too easy. You got to beat them. Well, it's not easy, but the Buffalo Bills will win. Hickey, you want to have a friendly wager on this?
Sure. Especially since I'll see you next week. Sure. What do you want to wager, JR?
I don't know.
You want to wager lunch or something like that?
Yeah, sure. What do you want to eat?
You tell me. You're the expert of Atlanta.
I'm not the expert. I don't know. Hickey, we can get Magic City wings if you want.
Oh, I mean, some people would break rules to get those, so they must be good.
It was Lou Williams, right? Was it him?
But yeah, he's got his own wing
right now. Whoa, what the heck is this commercial? Oh, my God.
It's modern medicine. That's what we call it.
Oh, I'm not even going to say the name. A fast-acting gel? The treatment gel? Hickey, it used to be you couldn't have this stuff on television until, I don't know, 3 o'clock in the morning. They got this on during a college football playoff game at 5 p.m. in the afternoon on the West Coast. What is this?
And that's not the only commercial you'll see of that variety as well. A lot of different brands now throwing it all in your face about issues that people,
issues
specifically men, may face in their life.
It said Ed Gel. Ed, right? Ed Gel?
Yes.
Okay.
Ed needs some help.
Ed,
anyone named Ed out there? This is for
you. Yeah. If you know Ed, or if you had a close encounter with Ed, you need
you need help. You need the gel.
You need help. Yeah. Well, they're selling that help during the commercial breaks. Oh man, Hickey, I used to feel weird when I was a kid when two people would be kissing on TV in front of my family. I'd be like, oh, this is interesting. What the heck? Like a kid is what? Does a kid like? 8-year-olds watch college football, right? Right?
Definitely. Yeah. Oh yeah, Ohio State, Texas fans. Oh yeah, they're watching this game.
What is an eight-year-old doesn't know what Ed Gel is?
I'm trying to think. That's like what, third grade, fourth grade? That's about the time when, if you have an older brother or sister, maybe you learn even before that. That's
what?
Probably around the time that you at least start learning some things in that area.
Is there a kid watching this game in America who looked at mom or dad and said, "What is Ed Gel?" Somebody had to ask that, right?
As I say, kids always ask the darndest questions.
Oh, my God.
Definitely. And then what do you say if you're mom or dad? Don't worry about it.
What is Ed Gel?
I don't know. It's, actually, you can't even say that because now everyone's a phone. Okay, I'll just look it up myself. No, don't do that.
You just be like, there's so much medicine out here. Everybody's selling medicine. It's just it's a medicine to make you happy. That's it. Right? Am I wrong? Right?
Then they'll say, "Oh, it makes you happy. Can I have some?" No.
Go have some Fruity Pebbles. Or I don't know. Go in the pantry and pull out some. I don't know. What makes a kid happy? Let's go to McDonald's. Okay.
Let's get in the car.
I don't even know.
Turn this game off.
I don't even know if McDonald's will help a kid be happy. Do they still have Happy Meals in that place?
I hope so. I actually went to McDonald's a few weeks ago. It's all like, there's no like menus anymore. It's all like, self-checkout.
There's no human beings in McDonald's?
There is. One person would call it the number. But now everything else, you pay, you order through the menu.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
I hope there's a menu option for Happy Meal, but I didn't exactly look.
What happened to? Oh my God! What happened to Howard? He got the Pillsbury Doughboy. He got hit in that hand.
It almost looks like his like middle finger knuckle is like dislocated with how swollen it is. Right?
He looks like he has the top of a baseball on his hand. Will Howard is throwing the. Is that his? No, not his throwing hand. Right?
Is that his is his hand? Left hand.
Okay. God bless him, because I don't know how he would be able to throw the ball. Will Howard has a knot the size of a baseball on the side of his left hand. Either way, Ohio State still leading Texas 7-0. As I mentioned, Will Howard is on the field. Ohio State is still out here threatening. Yeah, good to be a young quarterback. Everybody just making money. Oh, young guys, quarterbacks, everybody is just making the cash. We talked about Bo Nix. Let's talk about Jaden Daniels real fast. And this is going to be interesting. And a lot of people are going to watch it because it's Sunday night football. We have Washington taking on Tampa. Now, Washington is on a 5-game winning streak. Tampa Bay has won 6 out of their last 7 to finish up the year. They're throwing the ball all over the place. Mike Evans is picking up another season where he brings in more than 1,000 yards. Marshawn Lattimore is going to be back for Washington. This guy's been dealing with a knee issue. They traded for the guy, and he was hamstring, and he was never healthy. Now he can act like he's back with the Saints. This is going to be a fun matchup. But I'm going with Tampa Bay. Baker Mayfield, 41 touchdowns on the season for Tampa. They're going to throw that rock all over the place. And I know Godwin is not there. He's not healthy. I find it difficult. For Washington with a rookie QB and Dan Quinn, by the way, who I like, but I don't like him that much, to go out on the road and win a playoff game, I am not all that confident they'll get the job done. Baker Mayfield, knowing that it took him a long time to get to this spot, lost to the Falcons twice, by the way. Baker Mayfield says we all need to step up to beat this young team.
Mentality for us: find any way to win, whether the game's a shootout, whether it's low scoring. Make the plays that matter when it counts. So it's going to be a full game. Got to be locked in. That's just playoff mode.
Playoff mode. Man, I know everybody in Cleveland is just like, Baker Mayfield's in the playoffs and we not in the playoffs? Yeah, you got Deshaun Watson. That's a lesson for everybody. Don't be greedy. Sometimes you better stick with what you got. Worried about what you don't have. You ended up with Deshaun Watson. It's terrible. I know everybody in Washington, they're thrilled with their future. Dan Snyder is gone. You got Josh Harris and then Magic Johnson coming in. You got Mr. Positivity and head coach Dan Quinn. You even got Jaden Daniels, who's going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. Jaden Daniels said, man, I'm just ready to play playoff football. This is amazing.
It's exciting, but, I mean, you got to, you know, kind of deal with those emotions. But I know I'm, at the end of the day, still, you got to go out there and play ball. You know, a lot of people are going to put a lot of emphasis on it because at this point it's really win or go home. And from there it's like, okay, you got to go out there. Like the focus level might be a little bit more, but you got to stay who you are throughout the week, who you've been for these 17, 18 weeks, and go out there and just play ball.
Listen, Tampa Bay has the 4th best rushing defense in the entire NFL. Washington, their leading rusher, is the guy you just heard, the quarterback, Jaden Daniels. I'm going with Tampa Bay to win this one. And it really doesn't matter how optimistic, how positive Dan Quinn sounds. Like this.
This is our time to go play like we are capable of. We're going to play well this weekend. And that's something we've been digging in to go for. You know, the preparation, the mindset, like we're ready to go fight. And this is an excellent team that we're going against.
Yeah, whatever. Hickey, I think we agree on this one. Does Tampa Bay beat Washington Sunday night in the playoffs?
We are in agreement. Like the home team here, like Baker Mayfield to keep on rolling.
Baker Mayfield. You think he sees these stories about everything going on in Cleveland with Watson re-tearing his Achilles? Yeah, he's not laughing at the guy. He just shakes his head at this point in time, right? You go, hey, this is what y'all deserve. You didn't want me. This is what you deserve.
Absolutely. I mean, he's a guy, right, who always kind of loves that chip on the shoulder, revenge sort of aspect. Oh, he's definitely taking some shot in Freud in that.
Oh, yeah. This is the type of guy who sued his dad, of course. I mean, if you're going to sue your dad, you got a lot of get back in you. Maybe his dad deserved to be sued. I don't know. None of my business. It's just public business. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back, man, this is rather interesting. We talked about all these teams that could win and could lose. Buffalo Bills, hope that they don't lose. It'd be quite embarrassing. It looks like Josh Allen might be a loser again. I'll explain.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. We've been talking NFL playoffs. We've been talking college football playoffs. I hope this game is like the game from last night. Right now, Ohio State, as you just heard from Rich Ackerman, Ohio State leads 7-0 here in the second quarter against Texas. I don't want to call it boring, but, you know, we want some offense. But when you got two of the best teams out here going against each other, there's not going to be no runaways. And so we'll keep you up to date on this game as things continue on. As we've been talking about the NFL playoffs, I got to tell you this. Today was a big day in the NFL because the Associated Press shared with everyone today some of the All-Pro selections. And, well, not some of them, all of the All-Pro selections. You think about All-Pro, these are the best players in the entire NFL. This is not Pro Bowl. This is like, hey, I'm starting a team. How am I going to fill out my 11 here on this side of the ball, my other 11? And then we even have the special teamers. And then his second team, All-Pro. When you think about the first team, Lamar Jackson beat out Josh Allen. First team, All-Pro. Yeah, Josh Allen's on second team. Not a shock. Saquon Barkley, number one running back. Derrick Henry, number two. You think about the wide receivers, Jamar Chase, who won the Triple Crown, won everything, top receiver and more receptions and yards and touchdowns. He's on the list in addition to Justin Jefferson of the Vikings. And even Justin Jefferson getting ready to play in a playoff matchup on Monday night in Arizona. As the Vikings take on the Rams, Justin Jefferson spoke to the media today. And this is what he had to say about learning that he was a unanimous All-Pro selection.
So I just want to tell you, you are first team All-Pro. And not only that, you are unanimous. You got all 50 first place votes.
Wow, that's crazy. That's respect right there. That's what I call respect. That's what I call respect. That's love. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, just at that point, just run me my money, even though he's making already, what, $35 million a year, highest paid wide receiver in the entire game. I can't wait to see what Jamar Chase gets. I think it's going to be north of $35 million. Just a hunch. Justin Jefferson finished this year 1,500 yards receiving to go along with 10 touchdowns. And that, for the most part, it seems like a down year for him. It's a down year. But I think with these All-Pro selections, one thing that it says to me, Lamar Jackson is probably going to be have the edge now in winning his third MVP over Josh Allen. That's what it's indicative of. And I know you can look at Lamar Jackson and finally go, oh, well, now he has help. He has Derrick Henry. Realistically, 2,000-yard rusher. This guy can be an MVP candidate in his own right. Josh Allen is putting a team on his back. I just think the efficiency from top to bottom from Lamar Jackson, I'd give him the edge. There was a point in time where it looked like the Ravens were going to falter. They have one less win than the Buffalo Bills do, 13-12. I would give it to Lamar. And to be honest, these are two second-place quarterbacks trying to get past Patrick Mahomes. And so, yeah, MVPs are nice. They're nice for the next contract. Both of them are currently in contracts. It's good for bragging rights when you sit around at the end of your career. But all things considered, man, if you're a Buffalo Bills fan or you're a Ravens fan, why would you care? Like, I want a Super Bowl. I'm not arguing over Josh Allen or Lamar. Yo, neither one of y'all have beat Patrick Mahomes yet. Let me know when you actually do that. That might be something worth a damn. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Greg is calling from Idaho. You're on the JR Sportbeat Show. What's up, Greg?
Hey, JR. Don't get much chance to listen to your program anymore because our local sports talk takes over the 3 to 6 time frame here. Anyway, about a year ago, last summer, I called and suggested that the Atlantic Coast Conference needs to change their initials from ACC.
Atlantic Coast Conference? Atlantic? Yeah. You don't like that because now they stretch to the west?
Yeah, now it just should be the CCC. It's the Coast to Coast Conference.
Coast to Coast. Did you write an email to the commissioner? No, I'm serious.
No,
go ahead.
I thought you might take the ball on that. I actually thought about registering that CCC just in case somebody was using it on the radio so I can make some money while they were doing it.
What do you want to do? You want to sue people? Is that what you want to do?
Not sue them. It's like with three-peat, you know, that Pat Riley made a trademark or registered that, and every time anybody says three-peat, he gets paid.
So that's what you want to find an easy way out, huh? That's what you want to do. Oh, okay.
Well, always, but no, I just wanted to touch base with you again.
Oh, well, thank you.
This is the first time I've really had an opportunity to get back with you. I really enjoyed your show so much, but it's when they switched the time zones for you, it kind of messed me up too, but at least I'll know if they're not having a hockey game on at 6 o'clock our time, I'll be able to get through.
What you can always do is listen on the free Odyssey app. You can now watch the show on YouTube. Just go to the Infinity Sports Network YouTube channel. So we got a lot of ways, and screw them time zones, right?
Right.
Yeah, screw, who needs time zones, Greg? What time, where are you in, Boise or some other city I never heard of?
Well, it's in Nampa. It's about 15 miles from Boise.
Oh, yeah.
And we're in the mountain time zone.
Yeah. I've been to Idaho. I've been to Boise. I know. I love it. Best steak I ever had in my life, Boise, okay?
All right.
All right. Well, thank you, Greg. All right. Take it easy, Greg.
Okay. Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. No doubt about it. Hickey, that wasn't a part of the Friday Funny. That'll be back when we finish up all this playoff action, by the way. He, that wasn't supposed to be funny.
If it was, it was a swing and a miss.
The CCC?
The Coast to Coast Conference. Okay. Triple C.
Triple C. Not bad, right? Maybe one day they change the name, right? No, never.
Maybe. I like your idea. Write a letter to the commissioner.
Yeah. You think he'll get a response if he does?
No.
Oh, you can't say that.
You never think the commissioner is going to respond?
You've never seen sitting presidents send happy birthday notes to children? You never seen that before?
I have not. Is that a thing?
Yeah. You can get a birthday wish from the president.
That is very cool and very nice. That's also kids. I think if it's an adult writing you a letter, easier to ignore.
Wait a minute. You think if I don't... You want to bet that I can't get a happy birthday note from the president, Hickey? You want to bet?
No, because I'm unaware of this in general, and it sounds like you know more about it than I do, but I would just assume, is it more geared towards like kids' birthdays, or is it like anybody's birthday?
And I think anybody. Can I get a birthday note from the president? There we go. Let's see. How do I do this?
Well, Joe's almost out of time, so you better hurry up with him.
Oh, well, my birthday is coming up soon. Birthday greetings are available for civilians celebrating their 100th birthday.
See, okay, so there's a select group.
No.
Like five people around.
Yeah, I got a long time to go here.
They want to do it for kids?
Wait. Weddings must occur before January 19th for a greeting to be sent from the Obamas. Okay, this is old. Anniversary card can be sent to couples who are celebrating their 50th, 60th, or 70th anniversary. Okay. How do I request a birthday card from the president? Here we go. Greetings are available for select birthdays and anniversary celebrations. If you would like to self-request a presidential greeting, submit your request on the White House's website here. The inbox is checked daily for greeting requests. There we go. Hickey, you have to do it for me. They're not going to They ain't got to take it from me. Hey, this is JR. I want a birthday from President Trump. They're not going to answer me.
But if someone else asks on your behalf, you think that has a better chance?
I think that's better than self-serving, right? Hey, I need birthday acknowledgments. Do it.
I would agree with that. I would agree.
Right? You want one? You just had a birthday, right? A couple months ago?
June. So I'm like halfway there. You know.
Oh, my God. Time
technically
flies.
A couple of months ago, sure.
Oh, my God. Time flies, June. Oh, man. Well, I can get to work on it now. You want a birthday greeting?
I don't want to be cynical, and I hate that this is where my brain goes, but I don't want a birthday card from the president's secretary or one of the aides.
No, he signs it himself.
But, like, he quote-unquote signs it. Nah, do you think he actually signs it?
He signs it and leaves a lipstick mark on it. Yeah, he does.
Well, if you're maybe Bill Clinton, some of his.
Oh, I don't know. He leaves something else. I don't know if you want to. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Regional here with you. Coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We must go to break. 855-212-4227. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. That's the most you get from us. We're going to come back and talk some football. I give you an update on Ohio State and Texas. The JR Sport Regional. Don't move.